Well, good afternoon, everyone. Decided to have a little mandolin workshop, and
can I get some more mandolin, please?
Got to, yeah.
Is this thing even on?
Yeah, we these fellows were kind enough, and young lady was kind enough to come be with me this morning. So we're just gonna pick a little bit, and maybe if there's a question or two, I'll let the dog answer it.
Wisdom.
This fella right here, I remember the day that he was born.
Come on, man.
He's turned into an incredibly great mandolin player. And if you don't mind turning Ricky's vocal mic up out there. And his mando, something happened there. We got to get. Come on with it. Up there yet? We need some more. Now, is your vocal on?
The people were screaming.
Yes.
They were
yes,
yes. So I'm sorry.
Well, back over here to my right and your left, this fella, I remember the day he was born. I sure do. And he's turned into an incredible mandolin player. And he's been playing with the Brian Sutton Band this weekend. Please give Casey Campbell a hand. To your right, my left, is the wonderful Sierra Hall. She's back here.
Thanks a lot.
This fella here has inspired a many a person to pick up this instrument, too, and he's one of my heroes. That's Mr. Ricky Skaggs out there. And the man that has done so much for this instrument, it's, you can't even begin to talk about it without his name involved with the mandolin. My hero, the great David Grisman, the Doll. Now, we're just going to pick a couple for you. Let's start out with... Yeah, okay. How about Soldier's Joy? Get us warmed up. How about... Thank you.
This is fun, you guys. Somebody take a picture and tag me in it, because this is amazing. These guys are such heroes, and I've known Casey for so long over there. It's really fun, man.
Hashtag Sierra's Joy. The new name for this song. It's our joy, too.
I'm gonna field. Let me field a question. How about that? One question. Anybody have one question? Nope. One right here in the front.
They better be.
All right. No more questions. Yes, they are.
You don't want that right there.
Well, if you're out of tune, it just sounds like there's more of us.
That's what my dad said. Just got out of an air-conditioned room back there and then got out here like these things were going to stay in tune.
Dog, I'm going to ask if you would like to choose a tune to play.
A dog kind.
I tell you what, I can could spring a tune on you that none of you guys have heard of. This is a thing called Farm and Fun Time.
Yeah.
And it's in C. It's sort of rawhide influence, but not as fast. The bridge is like rawhide, except it's an A minor.
Way to go, huh?
Watch it now.
Just so happens that this young guitar player that just walked on knows this.
I heard you say Farm and Fun Time, and I played that.
And we're going to have a lot of fun on this.
David taught me this tune about 6 months ago.
I hope I remember. These guys and gal are all so quick on this stuff. You're not going to miss a beat. I hope I don't either.
Thank you.
when we started doing a bunch of duet things about a year and a half ago, isn't that right, David? And so David said, now you've got to play some guitar on this. I can't play all this lead manly here. And I said, no, man, I don't want to do that. No, no manlies for me. But anyway, I hope I can help these. I don't want to hinder them now. If I start hindering them, I'm going to leave.
The best.
Sierra, would you like to play one?
Sure. What about Jerusalem Ridge or something like that?
Yeah. That's a prayerful number.
You never learn.
I think he can handle it.
Thank you.
My father-in-law, Buck White, is one of the greatest mandolin players of our generation and our music. When he came from Texas, he grew up in Texas, so he learned to play piano first. So he was playing Texas swing, church music, rockabilly, everything, and he transferred that to his mandolin style. And definitely, he is a stylist, and he has dementia now. And he's living with me and Sharon, and you know, he said, I don't want to be a bother to y'all. And I said, Buck, you're not a bother, you're a blessing to have us in our home. And so I sat around and I'll play one of his tunes. He said, boy, that's a good tune right there. Who wrote that? You know, I said, Buck, you did. He said, oh, that goes way back there. I said, Buck, you've been playing it a long time, you know. So anyway, so it's just such a joy. And he gets, you know, we got a piano in the house. And so he gets out there and starts playing some old show tunes from the 40s, you know, and 50s, you know. And he said, boy, that one goes way back there, you know. And I said, what's that one, Buck? I don't know. I just, you know, something I learned when I was a little boy. So anyway, a lot of music in our house these days, and I'm thankful for that. So we're going to do one of Buck's tunes here called Buck's Run. I think you guys might know this one. Oh, he'd be happy about that.
Hey, you give Buck a big hug from
man. I called him yesterday and talked to him. I said, Buck, I miss you. He's been at our house 3 weeks now, and so it's things are different there, but he's always wanting to help and do something, so that's really cool. Yeah. Lots of music and lots of confusion.
What else is new?
That's right.
The normal musician life.
I'd be remiss if I, sitting up here with these guys, if I didn't mention, I mean, this is called the Mandolin Extravaganza, and one of the most important mandolin albums of all time, made by these two guys in the middle, the Bluegrass Mandolin Extravaganza.
Yeah, man.
Featuring Ricky and Del. I mean, if you're at all interested in mandolin of any kind, really, it's a mecca for licks and tricks. And there's good stuff on it, too. I think Dale hits a couple G-runs. Those are my favorite. I just rewind that.
That's our band down there.
Such as it is.
But I was thinking we'd play a tune off that, another mandolin standard here. We could play the Kentucky Waltz. Is that all right?
That's a prayerful number right there.
And the People's Key of C, maybe?
C.
I also heard...
We were walking... Oh, you didn't finish. I'm sorry.
I just going to say, Ricky, take it away.
My key.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky. The beautiful harvest moon, and I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the
That's mighty pretty.
5 minutes. Oh my goodness. Timekeeper over there.
I played everything this week. I don't know what to play. Go back to. Should we go back? Let's do something everybody knows. We only have time for about one more. How about the breakdown? Bluegrass breakdown. Let's do it. Thank you. Casey and Sierra and Ricky and the dog. And that's Dad over there. Thank you all.
The great Del McCurry. Ronnie McCurry. Casey Campbell, Ricky Scanlon, Sierra Hall.